I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another week, not just edition, of Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily. Welcome. It is the Tuesday show. You know what goes down on Tuesdays. It is the fabled call-in. And for that, I have alongside Wonder Kid himself of Wrestle Talk, Louis Dangor. Luigi, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm really good. Finished my dissertation yesterday. That's done. It's a Lamar. Big weight off my shoulders. I'm now two essays away from being done with education, unless I decide to do a journalism course of some kind.
Is that a wink?
Might be a wink, might not be a wink.
You're trying to go pro, is what you're telling me.
I'm trying to go pro, yeah. Like, I've done the Olympic route. Like, I'm happy with what I've done. Like, I've won gold medal at the Olympics. But I want to be sort
did
of...
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Gold medal! Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and I want to get my... In my age range, I think I'm gold medalist.
Sure.
So I want to go pro now, get my pro card, be fighting with the likes of Joshua, Fury. Who knows? Maybe. You?
Good analogy, mate. You want to step into the ring with me? I'd like to see it.
I wouldn't. Is that going to be the 100k milestone? You and I step into a ring together.
It should be. I would do that for charity. It'd be a great time.
We'll have a shoot match.
Shoot boxing match, me and you. Why not?
Yeah, we got the wrestling match.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a lot. I've said this before. To be fair, you're a great age, but like before. Lockdown, the first one, I was going to be training with Eddie Dennis. Like, it was kind of not with a view to really being a wrestler, but more understanding, right? Like, going through the process and maybe have like one match or something just so you can understand a bit more.
That was actually something I was working on prior to COVID. And then prior to the second one was getting in touch with people, being like, even just come down to like the school one day. See how things operate, take part in a session, as you say, to get a better understanding of, I guess, how hard this actually is. Like, we're going to sit here and critique Raw. Maybe if I went and trained at a school for a day or for longer than that, I might appreciate just how hard this whole thing actually is and go a bit easier on people.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to go to Knuckle Locks, which, you know, people like, as I say, Eddie Dennis, Ojmo, goes there as well. Shah Samuels has been known to do stuff down there. So I thought that, and it's in London, right? So for me, fairly easy. I was hoping to give that a go. I do still hope to give it a go. I'm going to be 33 in about 10 days.
Do you want to take it?
I really don't know. I mean, it struggles to get through football now. So, you know.
Struggles for the day now.
Well, not quite there yet. I mean, I would like, though, like I say, to understand the process a bit better. So I still hope to do it at one stage. Whether I actually end up having a match or anything, who the hell knows? Anyway,
I'll be your manager.
Sure. What a heat seeker you would be.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll be like, trip the leg, you know. Undo the turnbuckle. Slide you the brass knucks.
Yeah. What would be your prop, though? Right, Paulie had the big phone. You know, what would it be?
To go with my good money gimmick, a big, like a wonga of cash.
a wonga of cash, nonetheless.
Just like a stack.
Whip brick of cash. Ah, yeah, all right.
Or like a sock full of coins.
Right, that would hurt. Sure, I could buy that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I could buy that. Yeah, all right.
Or chicken nuggets.
I'm all of a sudden on board with it. Anyway, we're moving along from the will or will not happen matches that Louis and I will have in the future. Wrestling Daily, of course, you know it's Tuesday. It is phone-in day. That doesn't mean the Ultra Chat stop. You can still do that, wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily, and we will get to those before or after the phone-in. If you have something to say about Raw or anything else for that matter, feel free to get them in and we will discuss them at great length that you deserve. Also, while you're here, you know the deal. Thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We're marching towards 15K. We're creeping up there. So, as I say, there will be a nice surprise when we get there. Maybe the four of us are coming together after the show today to do the first steps towards that. So, there you have it. Hector Rodriguez is a man after my heart. 33, I thought Alex was younger. There you go. To be fair, not many people think I am like in my mid-30s nearly, probably because I can't grow a great beard, I would assume. I don't know. The baby face.
I mean, I can grow a better beard than you, and I haven't even hit puberty yet.
Yeah, wow. You haven't hit puberty now?
I don't know. My height would suggest I haven't.
From backdoor shenanigans on Tinder.
No, oh, please.
To not even hitting puberty now. What's please. Going on?
Please go on. Let's talk about Raw.
Anyway, Hector, I will take that to the bank. Obviously, let's get into the news that we have today. Because as you know, guys, about 20 past, we will put the link in the chat and then you can start getting in line. Hopefully we'll do it chronologically, unless there are some guys from last week at the end that I would like to move forward and you can come on the show and be a part of the phone in. So that will go in about 20 past, about 25 past, we will kick things off. But before then, let's discuss Raw and the very first thing we always discuss, Louis, the titular news.
Yeah, so this is not Raw related, which is quite strange for a Monday, but a pretty big story. The Athletic is reporting, and I don't know whether this has been officially confirmed yet. If it has, I've missed this news. But TNT, Turner Sports, have acquired the right to the NHL. Good for them. Fantastic news. Wrestling fans on the face of it are like, why do we care? Unless you're a hockey fan, why do we care? Well, AEW may be moving off Tuesday night, off Wednesday nights, apparently. So this is speculation, but quite educated speculation. The NHL have a lot of big games on Wednesdays, which go on to sort of the biggest platform. They're very, very well watched. So some have speculated that if the TNT has acquired the right to the NHL and they have shows on Wednesday nights, does that mean AEW is going to have to take a miss? What's interesting about this is that is the report. So previously, the rights were owned by NBC, which is NXT, sort of Universal USA Network NXT. That's reportedly one of the reasons why NXT was moved off the USA Network on Wednesdays and onto Tuesdays, because the show, because the NHL was on the Wednesday. However, USA Network have dropped out of that race. NBC have dropped out of that race to acquire the rights, and it looks like it's going to be going to TNT. So does that mean AEW is going to be moving nights? Because you can't have NHL and AEW on the same night. We could be seeing later shows. We did see that last summer when things were moving with all of the COVID delays of sports. Things were moving. I know it was a lot of basketball. Could we be seeing maybe move to a later time? Maybe move to Saturdays. We've seen that before with the special Saturday Night Dynamite where Brody Lee won the TNT title. They've done that before. Could we see them move to Tuesdays and go head-to-head with NXT all over again and just do the Tuesday Night Wars? Could they move to Friday and do the Friday Night Wars with SmackDown? I think that'd be a colossal mistake. But it looks like the decision might be out of AEW's hands. I'm sure they'd quite like to just continue doing what they're doing on Wednesdays.
First of all, Adam Blampate says, I look 40. You are a plate. You are a plate. You don't get to talk to me like that. and make me feel more dad bodish than I am. Second of all, yeah, I mean, I do think it's all speculation at this point. The way AEW are drawing great numbers at the moment, if that was to continue, I don't see that, you know, affecting their position. Why would you do that? Also, as a few people have noted in the chat, Ted Turner does own TBS, right? So the NHL could be on there. You know, do you really want them going up against each other? Probably not. But at the same time, you know, you would be going up against it anyway, whatever channel it's on. So what does it matter? The audience is there for AEW. I don't necessarily think this... I think people are jumping to conclusions rather than this is a real thing that's on the horizon.
I think there could, as you say, there could be some legs to that. But when you mentioned why they would do it if AEW drew on great numbers, without knowing for sure, I haven't done my research on this, I would speculate that the NHL would significantly outdraw AEW. So if you're thinking this from a TNT stance, probably best to put that in the prime slot on the prime channel. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could see AEW move to TBS, potentially.
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I don't know what the terms are of the... They obviously signed a new and improved agreement last year because Dynamite was doing so well. So I don't know what the exact specifics or optics of that are, but I would speculate that they have something in place. And I know that it's flexible when it's come to playoff games, right? And stuff like that, because they do draw huge numbers in America. That probably would be at the mercy of hockey as well. But I think in just terms of the regular season and stuff, I don't anticipate a full-time move for AEW. I really don't. I think they would rather just hit the specials as and when they think it would happen and it would be applicable rather than a full-time move. That strikes me as the most likely outcome on that one.
So, but I just want to thank Thomas, who has tagged us both in a tweet just now. Warner Media have confirmed it. NHL have confirmed it. It is going to be going to TBS, I believe, which would indicate that, yeah. But do we think that could damage AEW's viewership?
I mean, it might, but at the same time, if you're going to watch it, you're going to watch it, right? Like that there's a lot of sports already that go up against it.
Can I just read the statement? The NHL and Turner Sports have announced a 7-year media rights agreement that will see the regular season, Stanley Cup, blah, 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 games televised on TNT and TBS starting the next season. Doesn't give a thing on dates or anything like that. I presume more is just going to come out about this over the coming weeks and months. But
well, all that tells me is that they'll be on TBS when Dynamite's on TNT, right?
That's probably what I think.
If it's on both, then you just have the flexibility to not move the stuff around. And you just put them on TBS. So, yeah, I guess we'll have to see how that plays out. But I think AEW, particularly after the very two strong weeks they've just had, I think the future looks great for them, which is very exciting to me. And, yeah, I wouldn't be worried if I were them. Moving along, Luigi, let's talk about Randy Orton injury update. Now, originally a lot of people had speculated he was going to be taking time off after WrestleMania. I believe, you know, that's certainly what I had heard as well. Didn't come to pass. Now he's into this great angle with Riddle. One of the few things on Raw that I'm actually enjoying. What do we know about an injury update for him? Because apparently he did get hurt last week.
Yeah, so we covered on the show how Dave Meltzer said it was a horrible injury. Thankfully, that has not been the case. Fightful Select is reporting. Last week, during the impromptu Riddle versus Randy Orton match, you may have noticed that Randy Orton was favouring his arm and shoulder. We're told that Orton sustained a deep bruise in that area, but initially, at least, there didn't seem to be much damage that would sideline him for a long period of time. We're not sure if that has changed over the last 7 days. The fact he wrestled on the show last night makes me think he's fine. I didn't at all think he was like favoring the body part like too much. He just looked pretty good, like perfectly fine. So, yeah, it's an interesting act that he's got going on with Riddle. I really like it. I think it was one of the bright sparks of Raw. It's got a lot. I know last week when you brought it up, I was a bit like, yeah, but like really. But when the more I've thought about it, it definitely has got a lot of potential. Maybe when AJ and Omos come back, that could be a feud. I don't know when they're going to be back. That's been 3 weeks now they haven't been on TV. I think that could be a very good tag team title feud. They've got a lot of chemistry together. I'm thankful that Randy's okay, so we can see this group on TV moving forward.
RK-Bro is going to be the most entertaining thing, I'm telling you, on TV for the foreseeable future on Raw. And I know that's not a high bar, but still, I think already, even like the little interview segment they had yesterday was easily the most entertaining thing on the show. It's basically recapturing the magic of the Broserweights, right? Because Riddle is so outlandish and kooky that if you partner him with someone who's kind of serious, but Pete Dunne and Randy Orton do have good comedic timing, like it's a recipe for magic. It's the same way Rock and Sock was magic at that time, right? I mean, they kind of were rivals then, tag partners, and this is probably the powers working in reverse. But I do think this could be a genuine way that you elevate Riddle with Randy Orton. I've said this last week. If he even gets a bit of stardust or Randy Orton's malicious side, and you bring out the real world-class competitor that Matt Riddle was before he got to WWE, right, and you lean on that, it could be magic. You need to have, you know, it's great that Riddle has this funny persona, right, but at the same time, when the bell goes, you want that person to go. And that's always the magic. And I feel like Orton is literally the perfect person to bring it out of him. And I think it's great for Orton too. He's just coming out of this fiend bollocks, essentially, that didn't really do anything for anyone. And this is another good story to get himself into. Riddle can be elevated. I am totally here for it. Do they win the tag titles? Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? It would be kind of cool, but hopefully it leads to a big payoff where at the end of it, Riddle is seen as someone on that level, right? You don't just want the climax that we had at Mania where Orton just beats him. And I'm not saying that Riddle just goes over Orton a ton either. I'm saying that there is a lot of potential here to help it grow. So don't rush it. That's my thing. Don't rush it. Don't have Orton like RKO him in like a week, 2 weeks. Let's play this out. Let's get to SummerSlam. Why not? What else are they doing on Raw that would be so important? So I say take your time with RK-Bro.
Can I quickly give you a hot take for Raw?
From yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
It wasn't that bad.
Sure. I mean, when you wake up and look at Twitter, okay. Right? When every morning I look at Twitter, I think, oh God, like I'm in for it again here. The first part was pretty bad.
The first hour was amongst the shittest television I've ever watched. And I've had a younger brother where I've had to watch like Peppa Pig. And that's
like
it's actually not bad, Peppa Pig.
Like, the tomato she's a good heel. The tomato throwing, like it ended up being like unintentionally funny because of where they hit them and
got
stuff.
Them in the nuts, yeah.
Right. But and they even got Miz with a headshot as well. But I mean, I was watching that thinking, this is not aimed at me. Like, do you know, I was just like, you know, how are you meant to enjoy or take that into a wrestling show? I don't know. It wasn't for me.
I will say. AEW, didn't like Orange Cassidy pummel Chris Jericho with oranges?
I don't remember loving that either.
But I'm just saying, different energy from not from you, but from a lot of people when AEW does it, when WWE does it. I'm not saying they're the same because the orange is at least kind of made sense because it's Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, what's the tomatoes about?
You like you throw tomatoes at like a crappy musical act.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but the whole setup though is like, okay, Elias and Matey are then alongside Morrison and Miz inexplicably like, I don't know, music friends. I was just like, okay.
So this was the face of someone during the segment. Let me get it up. This is hilarious.
Better be after you're taking this long. We have a show to do here, brother.
It's loading.
That's not helping pass the time. You just saying it's loading.
Look at the guy. Fourth up, covering his ears while they're singing.
I have to imagine, now this is the annoying thing about this, you look at everyone, there's a lot of people doing that, or different expressions. I'm imagining they're being told to do that.
You had to ruin my fun, didn't you?
I mean, come on.
You had to ruin my fun. You couldn't have just let me think that these people are imaginative.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, I'm going to solve my pain by putting the link in the chat to call in. The link's in the chat.
Excellent, guys. Start queuing up. Get yourself involved. Let's talk about everything that has transpired over the past couple of days. Until then, Louis, tell the people about the creative changes that we need to get to.
Yeah, there's some pretty big creative changes within WWE over the last couple of months, really. Couple of weeks. A lot of the post-WrestleMania plans have been changed. So I'm just getting the report up from, of course, who else is it going to be but Fightful Select and Sean Rossap. Sean is reporting that the Riddle, Sheamus, Ratchet WrestleMania was switched over to have Sheamus go over because the plan was to have the two continue feuding, which didn't happen. Sheamus didn't wrestle on two Raw shows, and obviously Riddle's been feuding with Randy Orton. Randy Orton was originally scheduled for a program with Braun Strowman. That was changed on the day of Raw last week. Fightful was also told that there wasn't immediate plans for Strowman and McIntyre and Mason T-Bar, that program. Those who spoke to backstage said Orton was in favor of working with Riddle as those changes were made. So, I mean, how? We've had this discussion before, and I said this last night on Twitter. I have a week to get excited for AEW matches because they announced them the week before. So I've got 7 days to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm not actually that excited for Penta and Trent when they first announced it. But the more I was thinking about it, the more I was like, oh, no, Trent had some great singles matches. I had a week to get excited about it. With WWE, I go onto Twitter at like 8 p.m. our time. I'm like, what's on the show? Bobby Lashley returns. Okay, what else? Nothing. Oh, great. And then they announced 2 6-man tag team matches that no one gives a shit about. Sorry, excuse my language. Sorry, mod mother. But just have a bit of forward planning. Be like, right, this is where we want to get to. How can you book WrestleMania without having a concrete plan in mind for what you want to do afterwards? It's 3 weeks. Easily, can they? Are they booking right now or are they just going with the flow?
That's what I'm saying.
Are they just literally...
Apparently. You can do it by the fly of your pants.
They're just chucking crap at the wall and seeing what sticks. They really are. And often none of it sticks. And they're just eating off the floor. It's bad. But I didn't actually mind Raw last night. I thought Raw was fairly decent.
All of that to say that. Jesus Christ.
But that's the annoying thing. Because they can do it. SmackDown was one of the best shows I've watched. Last week, SmackDown was one of the best shows I've watched in some time. It was better than AEW that week. It was better than NXT that week. It was seven times the show that Raw was. WWE can do it, which is the frustrating thing. It's like that talented kid in school that pisses about. And you're like, you're smart. You're very smart. You just act a bit like a knob. So stop being a knob and you'll be fine. WWE is the knob in this. Stop being a knob and you'll be fine.
That's an analogy. No, I mean, for me, I think SmackDown has been good ever since Roman got back, basically, and like the stars aligned. But Raw, again, and they've got the talent to be good. Like, this is the Orton-Riddle pairing, in any capacity, is the first one that I've seen in a while where I'm like, yeah. But, like, obviously, they were trying to do Strowman-Drew the back end of last year. So they've kind
Strowman
of just
had his knee problems.
Yeah, so they've kind of fallen back into that and just gone, okay, and we'll do it with Lashley. And it kind of plays well because MVP did a really good promo about why it's unfair and how they're trying to manipulate the title off him. It's all good. It's going to be a big hoss fight, sure.
Are you happy with the way it's panned out? Like, I'm happier seeing the triple threat than I am the singles, personally.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. And I just think it'll be chaos, which is fine. I like chaos. It's good. So, you know, I don't envisage Braun taking the title or anything. So that's, you know, it's fine. But you look at the rest of Raw and there is a lot that needs to be shaken out, a lot that needs to be figured out. As you say, there's nothing where, and I hate to do like the comparison thing, but there'll be like seeds in Dynamite and SmackDown where you say, okay, well, maybe this is the direction we're heading in or whatever. Like Raw just seems like they actually do put it together every week on the week. And it's very, very hard to kind of stick with it and get invested. And, you know, like we saw Charlotte come back last night. I actually thought they did her comeback pretty well. But again, like I'm not, I mean, we knew she wasn't going to be away long, but I don't know if that was always the plan. And then what's going on with Sonya and Adam Pearce? I am quite interested.
Oh, I love it.
I am interested with that. I want to know, you know, is there something duplicitous going on? Is she going to oust him? Is there like some undercutting happening? I obviously want her back in the ring anyway. So I'm interested how that's going to play out. Is there like a partnership between Charlotte and Sonya maybe? I don't know. Either way, I would be... very interested in how that plays out. Anyway, let's get to...
Quickly, I just want to say a couple of comments saying Louis needs to take ranting lessons from Luke. Louis's rant was worse than Luke's rant. Mine wasn't really a rant.
That means better than.
Is it? It's greater than. That's the better than one. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the better than one. Right. Well, ignore this.
You're finishing university and you don't know... Come on, man.
No, I did know. I just
you want to go pro... You want to go pro, and you don't even want to get Gatecrasher forever. You don't even want to get his message right. Come on now.
All right, let's get the callers in.
Listen, I see royalty backstage. I see her face. She knows who I'm talking about. The Mod Mother herself. Yes, there she is.
I don't know about royalty. I think that's taken it a little bit too far.
In these circles, Mod Mother, yes, yeah. You are. How are you
in these amateur leagues that we're in, where Alex steps down from his pro league? You're royalty.
Yeah, no professionals here. No, I'm doing great. And the secret to greatness is I don't watch wrestling. So I haven't watched Raw in like a year and a half. So Tuesdays are a good day for me.
You've missed nothing. Grand total of nothing. What did the Mod Mother possibly want to talk to us about on this fine Tuesday?
Well, I have two things. One, I am looking once again for moderators. So if you are in the chat, which I can see right over here, and you're here quite often and you want to support the channel by helping us maintain the good egg community that we have, you can email me at support@russelltalk.com. I just put that in the chat. And we would love to have you join us because it's fun and it's crazy and Blue Ridge Order is the greatest. So I'm very, very thankful to have the team that I have, but I need a little bit more. So send me an email if you're interested.
Join the family.
Sorry for swearing to any moderators in advance. In advance, Alex and I wholeheartedly apologize for swearing.
Hey, you're on your own today, man.
You are worse than me more often than not.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually tried to get the swear jar to be like a real thing, but you know, Ollie shot me down with that one. So
yeah, I mean, to be fair, I would be docked heavily. What was point number two, Modern Mother?
I just wanted to thank you guys for a great show that you put on. You know, you and the rest of the Wrestle Talk team and the international wrestling community of journalists and podcasters and all that stuff. Really great. So that if it's a program we don't enjoy, you know, we don't have to watch it. We can just listen to you guys. Or, you know, if it's something that we don't have access to because we live in a different country where it's not available, you guys sum it up. And it's just a really, really great thing that we get to have this. And as a fan of Wrestle Talk and wrestling, things like that, I want to thank you guys for the coverage that you do, because I know it takes a lot of time.
Well, so thank you for that. We want to thank the Mod Mother, don't we, Louis? For all the great
I've always
you
said
do.
This show, all the moderators, but especially Mod Mother, this show and all of the shows that Wrestle Talk do, you said you enjoy the shows we do. They wouldn't be possible without you guys, who keep the chat in order, keep our ultra chats in order, the work you guys do. We're front and center, or I'm front and center. Alex sort of joins me on occasion to chime in. We're front and center, but you guys often do not get enough credit. So to Mod Mother, to all of the moderators, thank you very much from all of us for making these incredible shows that we love possible.
It's also why I believe we have such a great community and in the chat, right? That is actually stems from a lot of the work that the mods do. Mod Mother, the goat herself. But, you know, obviously kicking those bad eggs to the curb when they have to go. Louis, you're right, mate.
I tried to move my banner across.
I see
but
that.
But it just fell on me.
Right.
And my kids just came home.
Of course they did. Well, I mean, I'll let you go and attend to them. But I do feel like this was like a Tony Khan paid ad on Wrestling Daily. We had Mod Mother come through. I like it. Once again, everyone in the chat and from myself, Louis, thank you so much, Mod Mother, for everything that you do for us. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Take it easy. And that brings us on to Nad, I've decided. There he is. How you
hey,
doing,
gentlemen.
My man?
How you doing?
Very good, my good. Man. How are you?
Sorry if my voice sounds a little bit weird. I just got the second dose of the vaccine.
Ah, congratulations.
Thanks. I feel like a burning sack of raw right now.
Wow, that's pungent. That really is. Talk to us, man. What is it that you would like to talk about today?
I would like to discuss how I'm bothered by wrestling promotions essentially patting themselves on the back for what is the women's evolution, which is them just not standing in the way of their female talent, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, listen, from a WWE perspective, this is a whole nother conversation, but you could argue that Impact TNA were actually accelerating women's wrestling before WWE were. There's a lot of different things that go into it, but it just, in WWE's mind, it started with them. And basically, you know, they don't even really acknowledge that AJ Lee was the one who was the catalyst behind the whole movement on Twitter either. So, I mean, you look at it today to a decade ago, I can legitimately say that there is half a dozen, maybe a dozen of my favorite wrestlers in the world are women now, which I wouldn't have said a decade ago. But there are some matches that I would love to, you know, Bianca and Sasha to me was a masterpiece at WrestleMania. I thought Bayley and Sasha was my match of the year last year. But you're right in the sense that even WWE, you know, the list that they just put out of the top 50 women and stuff like that. And then, of course, AEW trying to do it justice as well. With getting themselves off the ground. And I know Louis is the biggest critique of that. I just feel like there are those growing pains of where, because, you know, like when men, for instance, right, it's just the WWE title. But for women, it's the women's title. There's always still that detachment where I don't know if parity will ever be true in some ways, even though it clearly is, I think, on an ability storytelling level. So it's a weird, weird dynamic. But I do love the way it's grown. And women, really, their ability has forced the hand. You know, you look at the top women in the world today, it's unbelievable how far they've come.
I get your point in terms of why should we be applauding the companies for basically giving the women the spotlight? It's like, no, they should be doing this already. Like, they're deserving of it. They've just waited in the wings. It's not like they've gone, you know what, we're gonna create women's wrestling. No, the women's wrestling has been there. They've just decided to use it. So I do understand your point, but I think this isn't a WWE issue. This isn't an AW issue. This isn't even a wrestling issue. This is just, unfortunately, a world issue. It's in all facets of life. In football, that Alex and I love, the women's game is not made on par with the same as the men's game.
I don't know that these are direct correlations here.
I meant in terms of like how the game is, not how the game's perceived, but in terms of the energy it gets on social media, the sponsorship rights, the viewership rights, women's football is treated less, I guess, equally, less fairly. Exactly, equal pay as well. I know in WWE, like, I mean, I, without knowing the pay details, I think it's even more even. But yeah, I do understand what you, but it is a worldwide problem. And I mean, for WWE to have like the main event of one of the shows, a women's match, is a main event of WrestleMania, a women's match, is a pretty big deal. It's like a, it is a major deal. And to have, I think they do deserve to be applauded in some aspects because it is change, and changes for the right reason. And it's not like WWE is the only facet of life that is not treating men and women equally, is what I was trying to say. I think it's in all facets of life, which is incredibly unfortunate. But I think WWE does, and AEW and all wrestling does, deserve credit for having, I think WWE is like, men and women are treated more equally than the majority of other sports.
I think they're a bit behind, right? But like at the end of the day, they were changing with the times, and that's the whole thing, right? Women, you think about the Attitude Era, where, you know, quote unquote, like, sex sold, that's what WWE went for.
Yeah.
And to grow out of that took longer than it should have done, but I think in line with, like, yeah, you know, as we said, TNA were ahead of the curve in that regard, knowing that women could do more. And WWE were definitely late to the show, but still, I personally quite like it. They make a big deal of these milestones. Like, 10 years from now, it'll be the norm, right? Like, there won't be these momentous moments, but we will look back on them very fondly, I think. Like, you know, oh, that was very cool that we could finally break through and do this, do that. And hopefully, you know, like I said, give it another 10 years and whatever. Hopefully it will just be like parity, because I don't think 10 years ago you could have seen where we are now. So you have to give them a degree of credit, even though they were late to the party. You hear what I'm saying?
Even 5 years ago, imagine saying women are going to main event WrestleMania.
You might have thought it would happen one day, but I know what you mean. Like,
we knew they could, but did we know that WWE would do it? I didn't think it'd happen that quick, definitely.
Yeah, I think the cocktail of Ronda and Becky really made it happen. But
and Charlotte, a bit of Charlotte sprinkled in.
Oh dear. Anyway, anything else, Nad, my friend, that you'd like to add on that?
I mean, are good storylines that much to ask for the women's division? Good characters.
Don't get me started.
You're right.
It's ludicrous that Bailey. I'll say it for the last time. It is ludicrous that they couldn't find a story for her at WrestleMania. It's also ludicrous they had Mickie James on the roster for 2 or 3 years without really doing anything, when she's a legitimate legend, 6-time world champion. You could have made someone in a storyline with her. They chose not to. They didn't have anything outside of a women's title match on WrestleMania, and yet they were singing the praises of, we had more WrestleMania women's matches on WrestleMania this year than ever before because they had 4 of them. I'm sorry, it doesn't cut the mustard like that. Like, it's criminal that Bayley didn't have something to sink her teeth into at WrestleMania. Criminal! I'll say it again. Awful. Anyway, Nad, thank you very much for your call, my man. We appreciate that hot button topic. I see Thomas waiting in the wings, and that's who I'm going to move to next. Hello, young Thomas. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm all right. You're loud.
Yeah, I'll just try and turn the volume down here. Oh,
perfect.
Is that any
better? Better now. Yeah,
kind of.
Perfect.
How are you, my man?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yourself?
Very good. Very good on this fine Tuesday. What did you want to talk about?
Yeah, so mainly just talking about the the topic of the main topic of conversation, the NHL TBS TNT discussion, and obviously the impact on AEW. So it was myself that actually messaged yourself and Louis regarding that. So from my understanding, it is simply a case of, as you mentioned, Louis, it is quite a big audience for NHL hockey. I'm not entirely sure what the viewing figure is, but I imagine it vastly outweighs AEW. My issue is, obviously, I imagine it's going to be that it's going to be that main demographic that they're looking for. So I do see AEW moving from Wednesdays. It's just a matter of when, you know, they're going to move it and where they're going to move it to.
Where would you, out of interest, if you were Tony Khan, what night, considering what other wrestling shows are on the night? We're in a world now where there aren't a lot of free nights with wrestling. What night would you move AEW to if it were down to you?
So I was thinking about this earlier. So if you move it to Monday, you're up against Raw. As bad as Raw has been as of late, I wouldn't risk it. Tuesday, do you want to go back into a fight with NXT? Maybe not. I'm not sure. Wednesday is, of course, off the table. Thursday, Impact. Don't really want to count a program against a company you have a working relationship with. As strange as that might be, you know, from certain reports, I wouldn't go down that route. And Friday, SmackDown. Yeah, there's no chance of that happening. So Saturday, I would say, is the best bet if I was Tony Khan myself.
Wow. Yeah, and AEW's obviously moved the pay-per-views off Saturdays as well. They're now on Sundays, which, yep. I mean, I know a lot of boxing shows, UFC shows are often on Saturday nights. So even then, you've got a conflict. It's the world we live in now where there are so many wrestling shows out there, so many combat sports shows that... It's not really a free night to anywhere. You're going to be conflicting with someone.
But that's like sport, yeah. Right? Like sport in general. Like you just said, you're going to do that from time to time. I think that was the whole reason Impact moved from Saturday just gone because UFC 261 was on, and that, so they went to Sunday. You know, and I think that UFC 261 did maybe like over a million buys, so probably a wise decision, all things told. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I know it's tough, but I don't. I just don't see where else they go. I feel like they'll put them on, they'll keep them Wednesdays, but when the Stanley Cup's on, maybe move some stuff around like they did for the special shows. I don't know. It's so difficult because, like you said, it's hard to make a compelling case for any other night. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the best night is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Going head to head with NXT, they've already proved they can win.
But that would be so crap, wouldn't it?
To just the only
it
issue
would be around. Funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the only issue with that is, though, you know, we've seen that without competition, AEW is getting a hell of a lot more numbers coming in. So, do you really want to go back into competition and then lose the numbers that you've gained from no longer having a war?
NXT don't want that either.
Do they have a choice? It's all well and good saying they don't want to have competition.
I think they do have a choice for the lot of the year. You got to remember, I mean, how long does NHL run? Like, I don't even know.
So, as a hockey fan, I know that the NHL season normally runs from October down to June. The Stanley Cup playoffs is April to June normally. Obviously, this season, because of the COVID issues, we are looking at a January to July, August sort of period. But obviously next season, I see it being a bit more normal.
But then, I mean, like I said, I still think they could put it on TBS the nights that Dynamite are on. And then, I mean, I know that might impact their viewership a little bit, but they'll never stop moving it if they have to move it for everything. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the main issue is they want that mainstream audience, and prime time on TNT, I think, would be the main goal, especially for, you know, TNT, TBS, and the NHL, because at the end of the day, it's all about ratings, and I'm not sure you get the ratings if you're on TBS.
It's an interesting topic, one we could speculate all day, my man. Thank you, Thomas, very much for your time. We will welcome you back in the future.
Your time and your NFL insight, NHL insights.
Get them. Sorry.
Me? You, what's your title at TalkSport, Al?
Sorry, do I have to follow hockey?
Well, hang on. What's your official title?
US editor.
US sports editor at TalkSport.
Yeah, I only cover about
four. You should
be
all over this.
Mate, nobody clicks for hockey in the UK. Fact. Anyway.
I have to disagree on that one. Sorry.
I have the numbers, brother. I'm sorry. Luis Polito is up. How are you, my man?
Well, I am corping after that final bit. I am doing pretty well. It's a lot better than last week. It's probably mostly better, so that's a positive.
There you go. That gets you off to a good start.
I like your positivity.
Speaking of positive, I want to talk about Impact and Kenny Omega becoming the Impact World Champion, which is good. It's going to be good for the brand. But what is the end game? What is the final? Is he getting set up to be murdered by some more Joe's anniversary? Like, what's going to be the plan? That's the thing I'm worried about.
I think Moose is most likely his Slammiversary opponent. And then Samoa Joe maybe debut. I think the timing would work out. He could debut at Slammiversary, assuming that is what Samoa Joe is going to do. So I would say Moose is going to be the guy on the collision course with Kenny. I think just putting the title on Kenny, you know, you got, from a Don Callis perspective, who was in both camps, it does help Impact being Kenny being their champion. Like, no disrespect to Rich Swann or anybody else at Impact. There's nobody that's kind of on Kenny's level, or even given what's going on in AEW right now, kind of his notoriety, to be fair. So I think it's good to do that. And he will have the Impact title on the AEW brand, presumably, which also gives them a bit of a highlight and might entice people to watch what's going on there. So I think it's a little...
Really, though?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Who knows? But you'd hope so. And you have to think. I think for a little experiment for someone like Impact, it's really not a bad deal at all. I really don't think it is. How long is he going to keep it is a different question. I do think whoever beats him, you could really make for Impact. And I'm not sure what guy they're going to do that with, if it is a debut in Samoa Joe or whoever. But yeah, they could definitely make someone. And that would make this whole exercise worthwhile, in my opinion. And as you say, they should acknowledge it on AEW TV, because Tony Khan's argument to that was he did the paid ads, so why would he? But I don't know.
You know what? This really pissed me off, because, right, the AEW Championship, I know no one thought Kenny was losing. Like, no one, like us fans, we didn't. But in storyline, the Impact title was close. The AEW title was 50-50, could be leaving the promotion, going to a non-contracted wrestler. And no one cared. No one really brought it up. For me, that was a big, not indication of how AEW thinks of its world championship, because its world championship is very, very well protected. But it did make me think, why should I care if you don't care that the championship could leave your promotion on the weekend? Like, there wasn't like someone saying to Kenny, like the Bucks, who are EVPs, could have said to Kenny, like, Kenny, you got to make sure you get the win, because we don't want our world title going to Impact. That could have been a good story. You could have had, I don't know, someone say something to Kenny, being like, you got to make sure that the title doesn't leave AEW. but there was no mention of it. So it just, for me, that, it was like, how can I care?
That should have happened. You're absolutely right. But at the same time, I think there's always been more about Impact's end than AEW's from the jump, personally.
But what's, apart from having Kenny on the show, Impact is not getting that cross promotion because no one's promoting it. It's not like that. It's not like all over AEW was blasted. Okay, Rebellion. Watch Rebellion. It was mentioned once.
Don Callis did bring it up
in promo. There was only one commercial in the US for Rebellion.
That's the thing. Like, we're all hardcore. Not hardcore. Well, we are quite hardcore fans.
You wouldn't really know Rebellion.
You wouldn't know Rebellion was a thing if you were just like an AEW fan who like wanted a transition to Impact. Impact's viewership hasn't really drastically increased since the AEW stuff. So are they really benefiting?
Hang on. That's not strictly true, is it? They've set records in all kinds of demographics and social media and Twitch and all of that stuff. Now, that might not mean a lot to you, but they're still posting bigger numbers than they did before.
Yeah. They were reaching like 300 viewers back in like November. So then when the Impact AEW stuff was going on, they're skyrocketing to like 45,000. Now it's like 3,000, 4,000 per view. So
yeah, it was one week, but that's dropped.
It still has been effective. You'd have to say that. So we'd have to see where it goes. But I mean, do I think it's perfectly done? No. I do think though, at the end of it, if they can set up a big match, you know, like Samoa Joe, Kenny Omega's a big match. If they could set up something like that, or somebody who should inherit the title from him, then it would have been worthwhile from Impact's end. I don't think it was ever really going to be that beneficial to AEW's end, unless really the women got involved. You know, like the crossover there would have helped at one point. Although AEW's women's division seems to have recovered a little bit now. So it's hard to say, man, because when you look at these dream scenarios, how many of them really play out the way you hope that they do?
The only one is probably Senju, and they're not even a part of AEW. They're a part of New Japan. That's about it. Also,
Jonathan Anderson. I mean, I was about to say that's the only thing really from Impact that AEW have got, and essentially they're freelancers. So
yeah, they're everywhere.
It's going to be interesting.
They're all over.
It's
going to
be interesting when COVID, like I think when COVID sort of is like less of a big deal and restrictions are lifted, I think it could be interesting how in New Japan plays into all of this as well.
All right, let's move on to another caller. Sorry, Louis, we've got, you know, four or five guys waiting for 10-minute slot, but we appreciate you very much.
Thank you
for
what
you brought to the table. We'll see you next week, my man. Bubba! Yes, Bubba!
May have forgotten the homework.
You forgot to do the homework last week.
Maybe.
We should kick him out now.
I know.
Hey, you've had a dissertation. I have exams to do.
Fair enough. What's on your mind, mate?
Well, you know what? It eventually came to my head. The only one that kept coming to my head would be, I don't know why, I can't explain it. Only Lorcan.
Because it's
a good choice in my head because nothing against Danny Burch. He does have a history of getting injured and injured for a while. Only Lorcan does a single thing, but he never gets big from it. I think a feud with him should at least elevate him to North American title, maybe even win the North American title. But push him at that level for me.
I wouldn't complain at Only Lorcan getting pushed more. Kushida's great. They had a great match. Only Lorcan getting pushed more. You won't see me complaining.
Only Lorcan's perfectly capable of having those kind of matches on a week-to-week basis. He really is, as are many people in NXT, which is why he fits in so great. But I think what he showed with Kushida, considering that match was like stone cold in the build, it was great. I think, you know, caps lock on Twitter aside, the guy does bring a lot of personality in everything that he does. I've always been fond of him. And I feel that the stable, which is kind of falling apart right now, Pat's not there, Pete's kind of doing his own thing, Danny being injured, I thought that was actually doing a lot for Oney to be a focus player for once. So I really hope that, you know, they do find more for him to do in and around that mid-card picture. Because if
I like NXT, don't just take him off TV because Danny
exactly. Barch isn't there. That is something that I wouldn't have wanted for him. So, man, to see him, even you could put Oni in a match with Pete Dunne, you're not going to for obvious reasons, but you could, and it would be like a clinic. And give him Kyle O'Reilly, maybe. Guys like that, who you don't necessarily expect Oni to beat, but you can hang in there, make them look good, make himself look good. It's kind of the perfect thing.
That's what I mean. He doesn't need to be a battler, but a good feud could elevate him up to North American. I don't think he should win the main title, but North American run for him, I wouldn't argue, but
it's not a bad idea, Bubba, my friend. We are going to move along and we will catch you next week. Do your homework. Do your homework, brother.
Do your homework.
Bye.
All right. Hit the bricks. Matthew McCoskey is waiting in the wings. I see him. And then we're going to go to D minor after that. Matthew, how are you, my man?
Oh, can't hear you. I think you're muted, mate.
I am muted.
There it is.
How are you, mate?
That's funny. I'm good. I kind of strained my ankle. How can I flip the camera?
You sprained your ankle?
Yeah.
He's on the crutches.
Yeah. How did you do that?
Like sewers, and there's like the little dip in the road before you step up.
Yeah.
I went sideways like that in the dip.
They're bigger in America as well, much bigger than over here. I did that in Orlando once. Anyway, Matthew, hope you're well and icing it and elevating. Rest, ice, compression, elevate. There you go, Rice. Yeah. What do you want to talk about, man?
I have a few things in mind. I was going to have something on Raw, but then what should I say? So, NXT tonight. What are you guys looking forward to most? I think it's the Kushida MSK six man. That's going to be good.
Adam Cole's going to be there too.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that, seeing what the next part of the story is.
I watched Rebellion. I just loved Mauro and commentary. He had a very good look. He had a great line. Kenny was going for the Snapdragon suplexes. He hit two of them, and then he was going for the hat trick. He said, "Hat trick is a hockey term. Hockey is Canadian. Kenny is Canadian." That was pretty cool.
I mean, we also use hat trick over here, don't we, Louis? For football,
right? I know it's not only hockey, but
I know you know what he meant. You good detective work. Matthew McCoskey. What are you looking forward to the most on WWE TV right now?
I want to know what Daniel Bryan's going to do. I'd be down for him to go down to NXT, work a few of the younger guys.
I enjoy your wishful thinking. I suspect he's just going away.
No!
Be with three in his... Huh?
Just Louis blurting out. I hope he isn't, but that's what I suspect. I
didn't even hear him.
He just said no. but yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how that plays out. But I'm certain he'll lose. I would think this week, and then I would love it if he worked with NXT guys. I just think he is going to go away. His contract.
I'd love to know. If Cesaro gets his title shot at Backlash. WrestleMania Backlash, sorry.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't know. I think they might try and play it out longer. But then I don't know who else it would be, so that's probable. Who knows? Matthew, you're going to have to rest your ankle.
Yeah.
Go on. Say what you're going to say.
I need a haircut.
That is a great high
five. You do. All right, mate. Thank you very much.
Louis in the position now to tell people they need haircuts. Matthew, my man, we will speak to you next time. We're going to move along to D minor. Here he is.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
One of my favorites from last week. There he is. Are you working in the warehouse again? Look at you.
Yep, in the warehouse. You just heard the siren go off.
How are you, man?
Is that the siren telling you to get off camera and start working?
No, but I'm doing great. I just got my 1 month chip of not watching WWE Entertainment anymore.
And how's that working out for you?
I was great because I've been watching more AEW. You guys been watching Dark Elevation and stuff like that?
Well, once you take the break, right? Once you actually take the leap, how does it bring like a calm over you? Like, oh, I can enjoy wrestling again, or did you miss it?
Well, not really. I kind of miss it next year a little bit. I might get back into that, but Raw and SmackDown, not really. It's kind of like being like getting out of a bad relationship. Just to put it like that.
You just got to cut ties.
Yeah, just cut all time. But speaking of sports, I was talking about AEW earlier, and the show was about AEW. I want to get into that. So I got one hot take that I want to run by you guys.
Ooh, and go this on, is it.
I think by the end of the year, AEW is going to have the best women's roster, even better than WWE. And here's why. If and or when they put that championship on Britt Baker, and assuming that we still have this Impact relationship, I would like to see Deonna Purrazzo versus Dr. Britt Baker.
Sure.
Yes, because you know what? That's going to be the equivalent of Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks.
Wow.
I don't know.
Only on that. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, like, AEW, to be fair, you know, you add in Thunder Rosa and Tay Conti and, you know, all of that, that's going on with them right now. I am excited about that division. But I think sometimes, like, WWE, because, you know, we've got the four horsewomen, but then you can't, you know, damn. But they are deep with talent. Deep, man. Like, past the four horsewomen, if Becky comes back, you got someone like Asuka, who would immediately be, like, the best thing going anywhere else she went. And she's kind of like, well, I don't want to say what best she is in WWE, but let's just say that they keep the four horsewomen in WWE's eyes there. And then you've got the players outside of them, man. And that's before we even talk about NXT. I mean, by the end of this year, I think that's the one. He's hiding.
Yeah. No, I'm still here, man. My boss.
Covert. I like it. I just don't know if by the end of this year is realistic, but I think in the next couple, it gets more interesting. And Britt Baker is like a megastar waiting to happen. Like Britt Baker could easily be like the level of WWE's biggest female star, in my opinion.
Agreed.
See, the reason why I say by the end of this year is because they signed so many women, and I feel like they are present and future-proofing themselves. Because especially with having a lot of the women on Dark Elevation and Dark, they're getting their reps in. So that way, when they're on actual AEW Dynamite, you're going to see that talent. We saw that with Tay Conti. She was doing a lot of that hard work on Dark, even on Dark Elevation. And we saw it with Anna Jay. She only did, what, four or five matches before she got into AEW. And then she was already getting title matches and stuff like that. When she comes back, like, she's going to be putting that work in rep in. You got Chris Statlander, who just came back. You got Layla Hirsch, who is basically like a foot shorter of like a Shayna Baszler. They keep calling her the shooter and stuff like that. Mm. You know, you got all these women who could be middle to top tier. That's not even including the Joshi women. So that's why I say by the end of this year, you are going to see all those women like just go completely crazy. We're not going to have to worry about, oh, they're not putting women on AEW Dynamite and TV stuff like that, because you're gonna be like, man, they have so many. Like, just like we talk about the WWE Women's Tag Team Champion. What if they brought that into the mix? Because then you can have, I just watched Rock Elevation last night. You can have Big Swole and Red Velvet as a women's tag team champion going against Fire and Flavor.
Yeah. You know, we haven't even thought about it as well. Like, like Jade Cargill is like, I've said this before, she's like the Brock Lesnar almost factor, where she could be something really special that they have up their sleeve. We don't know where Jordan Grace is going to land later this year. You know, that could be an amazing addition. I mean, I've said about the Joshis in the past, man. Yuka Sakazaki, I'm a huge fan of hers. Like, you know, I hadn't even thought about that when the travel ban's over and they can bring them in. So, man, it's a good point. We're going to have to move along, though, and you're going to have to not be in trouble at work, D-Minor, because time has elapsed, my friend. Please call in next week and we'll do it again under less boss-like circumstances. Yeah. Take care of yourself, big man. Scott Young into the fold. How are you, my man?
I'm all right. Jim's just opened in Scotland yesterday, so I'm going there after this. So, good.
Good, good. What do you do at the gym?
Mainly upper body. Yesterday was arms. Yesterday was mainly arms, but now today it's chest and back. So wow. Can't wait.
Ooh, gonna love be that. Amazing.
And then good. Tomorrow's legs, so I'm holding that off for as long as possible.
Yeah, aren't we all? What do you want to talk about, my man?
Basically, I think the main question ever goes about is, what's your AWWB dream match if they ever had a relationship? But I want to put a twist on that.
Go on.
Obviously, the partnership has to start somewhere. I've got an idea on how I would start it. It's one of those what you think.
Go on, shoot.
Right, picture it. Right. You've got Moxley getting attacked by Bucks and Omega, and through the crowd, you see the Tribal Chief and the Messiah come. I'm a Shield fan. I'll always be a Shield fan. I'm not. If I could see a Shield reunion, then any way possible, and that's how I would start. So obviously with the Impact one, you had Kenny and Don running away, Marvez turning up out of thin air, asking questions. So that's how I would start it with a Shield reunion.
That would be enormous business, to be fair, but you know,
it's never going to happen. We all know it's never going to happen.
Exactly. Fantasy world.
I've never thought about it because I just don't think it's going to happen. But dream match, I've actually got a different one. Everyone will give you Kenny Omega, all of that stuff, right? This isn't like the one I'd go to, but it's one I've thought about. And it is FTR, because of course it is.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
Versus Grizzled Young Veterans.
You are so boring. It's that's unbelievable.
I'd say they're almost too similar to heel tag teams.
That would obviously be a good match, but you are such a FDR arse licker. It's unbelievable. You really are. Your Twitter is just like, oh my God, FDR are so good, aren't they? Yes, we know they're good, Louis. You're like,
Bailey arse licker.
Because she wasn't on WrestleMania. How does that make her an arse
licker? Sorry, AEW had the bollocks, their greatest tag team match ever. And they're talking about Kenny Omega and the F Page and Bugs. Piss off. Injustice.
Can they give me just Roman Reigns versus anyone at this point?
Right. I mean, Reigns and Omega is the obvious one because, like, you can't say anything about the other. Like, I can't say anything about either of them on Twitter about someone going, oh, Kenny Omega's better than Roman or Roman's better than Kenny. Like, I hate that about Twitter. The what about isms? That pisses me off. But yeah, I think.
Louis's gone.
Louis's gone. All right, well, we're just going to have to show without Louis then, since he's had enough. Hang on. What a break.
I was about to take your place, though.
I was literally just getting up the banner for Louis, and I was going, right, you know, Scott's in. That's it. Promotion.
I'll take that. I'm looking for a job in journalism. Louis away, I'll happily step in.
But I was just crying about FTR.
As you should. No, Roman and Kenny is like the obvious one, but there are a ton. Yeah. There are a ton to do. I'd more than anything, I'd like first time matches. Yeah. That would be my thing, but I don't know.
Kingston and Reigns, please, with Heyman on the mic. Please.
Jesus, yeah. Imagine Heyman and Don Callis just bitching at each other as well.
I'm not a Don Callis fan. I can't get to each. I'm not a fan of Don Callis.
I mean Lesnar as well.
Neither am I, to be honest.
Lesnar coming into AEW. there are possibilities there options. As well. I mean, there's a lot going on. But Scott, we're going to leave
versus anyone.
We got a couple. Oh my God, Louis, you'll be gone. You'll be gone, mate. Scotty, thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Cheers,
Simon. See you next week. WrestleScope. Here is the Good Egg Champion. Oh, there it is.
That's right. I got the title belt here. Hold on. I got to turn my background volume down. So I'll keep it short here because I know you guys are running late, but I figured out the problem with Monday Night Raw. They are a comedy show. They are no longer wrestling. They're giving 25-minute segments to The Miz doing comedy with Johnny Drip Drip and with Elias. They're having Nia Jax fall down on the mat and flopping around like a beached whale. No offense, Nia Jax. Sorry. Whereas AEW is about wrestling. They're wrestling. Yes, they have some comedic segments in there. They have things with MJF and Jericho and the best friends, but it's more wrestling and not the entertainment. And Vince and Bruce and Kevin Dunn and whoever else are all sitting back there in Gorilla just laughing up a storm over the funny things that are happening, and they're forgetting about wrestling. What the second word in their name, World Wrestling Entertainment. They've dropped that second W. They should just call themselves We World Entertainment.
I mean, you're not wrong. Vince McMahon is obviously famous for sports entertainment. That's his thing, right? AEW, yes. They said all along they wanted to be a wrestling company. So therein lies the rub there. I mean, from watching AEW, and this is the thing with WWE, right? Like, they've always been this way. They just used to do it better. It used to just, you know, they had better characters, better writers, better stories. You know, week upon week now, we see, you know, Gunge on head and flapping around in water. Like, they're always trying to do something, it seems. But for me, when you watch AEW, it's just a little bit more refreshing. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's like, it reminds me of the wrestling that I used to really love. That's kind of the feeling I get when I watch Dynamite. So, and I can imagine that once people give it a try, and they have been, that's the same thing. They're like, wow, this is like WWE, but when it was good.
And that's why I don't mind watching 6 hours of programming with AEW with Dark Elevation and Dark and then Dynamite, because I know the great majority of it is going to be good. It's going to be in-ring. It's going to be entertaining, whereas Raw is not. And I'm still baffled by the fact that SmackDown and Raw are written by pretty much the same people.
Mm.
How are we getting two such dramatically different products? I don't understand.
I'm a lifelong WWE fan, right? So, like, I'm not going to completely pan them, because I do think when WWE get it right, they're still better than anyone. But it's like, on a weekly basis right now, Raw mostly, I'm still a SmackDown fan, but Raw mostly is very difficult in parts. It really is.
Yes.
And again, I feel, and I've said this before with Louis, that it's the case that the infrastructure there, similar to what Moxie told Wade Keller, is just all wrong. Like, it just is all wrong. How they have a million different people in creative, but really Vince McMahon just on the day goes, make me laugh.
I like that. Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know, my man. Anyway, show us the title and be gone with you, WrestleScope. We will see you next week, my man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for your time. And we've got one last one here. Briz. Hey, Briz.
Hello.
That's a great wrestle name.
Oh, how are you? Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm fine, actually. And I just want to say I'm biggest fan of you guys. I love you guys a lot.
You.
First time
thank
calling
you
from India. And I just have one question. The talks about NXT India, is there any buzz around that? I just want to ask you guys that.
Well, they did the Superstar Spectacle, didn't they? Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty good indication. Like the UK tournament, which was the prelude to NXT UK, I very much assume this was going to be the prelude to NXT India. And I know there's been reports of such. Have you heard anything out?
Yeah, I thought that they were going to start filming a show, although not in India. They were going to do like a version in the States that was still NXT India per se. But that was one of the last things that I heard. But I can't remember who reported that now, but I do know from speaking to Triple H prior that like NXT Japan, NXT Mexico, NXT India was like really high.
The thing is like that we get Raw and SmackDown like early 5:30 in the morning, and still 20 million people tune in to watch that shit.
Yeah. Well,
even Raw. I'm sorry, but even Raw, I'm one of those idiots. It's 1:42 a.m. right here. And I just completely watched that show. Every single time. Just like zombies.
I think
it makes it easier being so early in the morning.
Yeah, well, I know that WWE were really, really pleased with the viewing figures for the showcase, right? I just think it's the pandemic that slowed what they wanted to do. Because I think Kairi's saying the whole reason she was going to be like the head heading up what they're doing in Japan, but they've had to slow that down as well. So I think the plans definitely are afoot. It's just they've had to kind of go, bit slower.
True.
Hopefully, you won't have to stay up too late, my man, any longer.
Oh, no, I'm an insomniac, and I just have to take a 5 hours of lectures tomorrow, so it won't be any issue.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
No, thank you so much, Briz, for coming on the show, my man. We'll get you on earlier next week so you can get to bed earlier. How about that?
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Take care. Nice to see you, mate. There you go. Dion Shua says, I already love this guy. I love him too. Briz, great cameo, my man. Great one to end on. Take care of yourself, brother. And we will, on that note, Louis, you tried to get... What are you doing, Louis? Fiddling around. Anyway, we've gone over because we always do. But thank you so much, guys, for joining us this week. We appreciate you joining the phone in. There are a couple of Ultra Chats I need to get through, so please bear with me while I do that. BennyBoy004 says, people like RK Bro, so Vince splits them up in a couple of weeks. Orton's a face now?
Probably.
Yeah, you're probably right. You probably are right, but I really hope that they drag it on. I don't want Orton to turn on him real quick, something predictable like that. I really feel like that would cut the legs from what this could be. Orton was a weird face kind of character anyway, right? Like, he was meant to be the heel with the Fiend. It was just weird, yeah.
Yeah. They'll break up tomorrow, probably, on social media.
Social media. Yes, and moving along as well, we do have Mark Board, who says, evening, Gaia. I'm assuming that means guys. I hope your day has gone well. Not sure if this sort of thing is allowed. If so, I'll post a link in the chat. But Sarah Tom, Mike Kays, WWE costume designer, has a custom limited edition release today with all proceeds going to Autism Speaks. That's very cool. Guys should make their way over to that if possible and check that out, well, no doubt. Mike Kays, of course, being the husband... I believe he's the husband, anyway, of Sasha Banks. He does all her great designs. So if you ever needed to think about how great he is, she always looks $1 million. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow with SP3 to talk all things NXT. Then Steph Chase to talk all things AEW. Surprise, surprise. And then on Friday, there will be a guest co-host. I will inform you of this tomorrow. Until then, take care, guys. We will see you later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.